No Fear, January 8, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. None. People feel fearful when they feel threatened and out of control. I don't feel threatened or out of control. Fear is not part of my formula for living a full life, nor should it, I would argue, be part of yours. Please notice the penchant the fearmongers have for presenting us with threats that can't be seen or proven. That just makes the fear that much stronger. How, we wonder, can we fight something we cannot see? It was the same for medieval villagers presented with the threat of an omnipresent god looking over their shoulders, counting every bad thought and form of sin, both actual and imagined. Now we are expected to be afraid of the common cold and have the same sort of cowering reaction to another unseen threat, a virus that hasn't even been isolated and proven to exist. Like the menacing, nebulous, invisible, omnipotent, ever-present image of a vengeful god, the virus now looms large in the imaginations of people too credulous to question its existence, much less question the motives of those promoting it. Not me. My father grew up in Chicago in the 1930s, where there was a swindler on every street corner and two more lounging in every doorway. Look, kid, you gotta look around the corners. There are over 240 known variations of the common cold virus. Several new varieties develop every year. So what? The idiots you are listening to on the mainstream news are the ones who created the purported viral agent. Think about that. Now these same cretins are hopping up and down on one leg, screaming about each new variant of the common cold virus that appears, but this is completely natural and has been going on for as long as there has been a common cold virus. You have to have unicorns before you can have blue, pink, and purple unicorns. So far there are no unicorns, just plain old common cold virus mutations. And if I haven't run screaming and hid under my bed because of this for the last 6 decades, I see no reason to do so now. My dad and his buddies would just stare at us, struggle to keep a straight face, and then burst out laughing. They'd shake their heads and gasp and wonder how we could be such rubes. Fauci and friends cooked up a real moneymaker for themselves. They genetically engineered this thing and several other things, and patented all this crap. Locked it down so that people can't even use the name of these things to discuss them, and mounted this entire fear-mongering campaign about the mystery things they created. In a sane world, we'd all simply pile on them and beat them up. So far, the discoveries of other scientists about these things include reports from Spain proving that nanotransmitters are being injected into test subjects, allowing the same subjects to be tracked and to receive messages at a cellular level. Strange how the language stays the same, isn't it? British subjects. Test subjects. More results show that scraps of HIV are being injected, too, and graphene oxide, which is a poison. And ethylene glycol, another poison. And aluminum hydroxide, another poison. And not a single person who has stood in line to be injected with all this snake oil has given their informed consent, because the manufacturers of this gunk refuse to disclose what's in it. Do you think they have a reason for staying mum and trying to block disclosure of the ingredients list for the next 75 years? I do. I even suspect that I know what their reasoning is. They will all be dead and their patents will have lapsed by then. All the damage will be done and the perpetrators will have nothing more to fear but the pearly gates. And they obviously don't believe in God, so that's no big problem.